and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast, your Friday edition. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell, and the Daily Dits is your daily slice of Forces life. It's Friday, the 12th of June, and this is where we do a deep dive into what the military are up to around the Forces world. And today, we're heading to the north of England. Get your big coats and get gravy at the ready, because there is never a dry chip up north. I can say that because I'm from there. And on the podcast today, we have Mr. Chris Kay from BFBS Catterick. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, just finishing off my Yorkshire pudding with my flat cap.
Love the energy, love it. And what I love most about having you on the podcast, Chris, is that I get to feel nice and nostalgic because Catterick is where I first started at BFBS. And I guess I could say that, Chris, you taught me everything I needed to know.
Well, yeah, you know, I will take that glory. I'm very modest like that, so it's okay.
How have you been, mate? What have you been up to?
Yeah, very good. I mean, it's been, you know, a busy few weeks. You know, we've had a couple of parades in Richmond. We've had Race the Sun in York, big sporting competition with the Royal Corps of Signals. Not just that, actually tons of sport, loads of sport. UK North Athletics, British Army Warrior Fitness, and something that we're actually going to get into today, which is Army Martial Arts.
Is this slightly like your neck of the woods in terms of skill set? Because I can remember having conversations with you in that Catterick office about you doing some sort of martial arts.
Yeah, yeah. This is right up my street. I love it. I could talk forever on this subject. How much do you know? Do you know anything about martial arts?
No.
So you wouldn't know the difference between karate and kendo and Krav Maga?
No. All I know is karate, they just go, hi-ya! And the fact that in the TV show Friends, Ross calls it karate.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's karate. Because it's Japanese and it's kara and te, which is empty hand. That's what it means. But anyway, I'm learning something new. Yeah, yeah. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which does have its origins in Japan because it goes right back to the samurai era and the stuff that they used in warfare on the battlefield in ancient Japan. That evolved, it turned into judo. And the guy, one of the big judo guys, went to South America, showed a family there the groundwork of judo. And that's what got turned into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And they kind of refined it and improved it. And, you know, it's become world renowned now. And so this is what we're talking about, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And this is, you know, really taken off in the army.
I was going to say, I have noticed from being here in Germany that there seems to be lots of clubs to do with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, because here in Germany we also broadcast to the Netherlands and Belgium. And it seems like everybody has got a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu course and club going on now. And I didn't really notice that when I first started. It seems to be on the rise, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously UFC and MMA is very popular. A big part of that is your ground game. So you have to be a good grappler. You have to be able to deal with stuff when you go to the ground rather than, you know, the stand up, the punching and the kicking. It is becoming very popular. Even Netflix now, they are broadcasting big event mixed martial art fights. So it's getting ever more popular. And, you know, wherever you go, there are clubs. You know, some locations have, you know, a club on camp. You know, if you're not in that position, then, you know, you might still train at a civilian gym. But it is big, it is growing, it is getting ever more popular. And there has been a 3-day course in Catterick Garrison, second time ever that a Northern skills course has been held. And, you know, obviously the first one was very successful, so they've done a second iteration of it. And this is proving the popularity. There is a demand for it, there is a need for it. There is obviously the numbers to put the effort into putting on these events and improving the skills and the techniques of the people who are taking part in it.
How was the martial arts camp in Catterick? Was it popular? Was there a lot of people there?
Yeah, there was. It was oversubscribed. Like, there was loads of people. Like, they had to turn people away. It was that busy. So that tells you how much of a growing pastime it is. Now, you know, you might go into you know, a martial arts class, and you might think this is quite scary, it's intimidating, but that wasn't the atmosphere at all. So at Mom Barrack's gym, they'd kind of laid down the mats in the gym, and you had some top instructors, you know, within the army coming along to do the instruction and teach. And it was quite a relaxed atmosphere. So it wasn't competitive. It was a friendly practice session. So people went in there to learn, because you can't learn if you're under stress and you're competing and you're trying to get one up on the other person. You're not going to come away with a valuable experience. You're not going to have learned anything. So it wasn't like that. It was like showing off the fundamental techniques, how to do it. And then the people on the mat will give that a go. And then, you know, the teacher will come round and offer some advice on how to improve it. People got a lot out of it and, you know, made some real progress over those 3 days.
So, Chris, who did you speak to whilst you were there?
Well, I did speak to some of the participants. One of them was a corporal who had just come back from the Falklands, was a blue belt, and was taking part in it, got a lot out of it. I also spoke to Captain John Woodman, who is the lead for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in the Army.
So this is the second Northern Skills course that's been put on. There's been a few down south, but the Northern one's starting to pick up now. I think this is the most they've ever had on the mats. They've had to turn people away, actually, which is fantastic, right? It means there's capacity for more. And this week is really about sort of grassroots level jiu-jitsu and getting people involved that have never done jiu-jitsu before in a friendly format. There's kind of no competitive element. No one's being thrown at the deep end of competition. And it's all about building the fundamentals, what the fundamentals looks like and how to carry that on across the disciplines within Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So gi and no gi, and sort of some advice for their progression going forwards if they want to compete, not compete. And at the end of the day, to make a network and some connections that they can continue training with on and off camp.
So what are the moves and the skills that you're working on then?
I'm a big proponent of like mobility-based jiu-jitsu. So I think it's important to teach a technique, but this few days we're focusing on what fundamental movements does your body need to be able to achieve in order to have the underpinning knowledge to actually do the positions. So it's like if you imagine when you're a kid, you don't pick up your two-year-old and go, 400 meters, go. And it's kind of the same here, but everyone does that. And jiu-jitsu's quite new to, well, let's break it down to its like simplest form. How and why, what is the context to some of these moves and why are we doing them? Some of an old jiu-jitsu class, you might see all the people in the class just shrimping up and down the mat, and it'll be a long time before they understand why they've got to do that. So I like to do a lot of live training and drilling that gives you that added context and underpinning knowledge to build the fundamental movements, and you're not doing them like isolation where you're just kind of spinning on a mat and you don't really know why yet.
Obviously at the end of this 3 days, you're going to come away with some new knowledge, some new principles. Are there any like supplementary exercises that the participants can take away to augment what they've done here?
Yeah, so hopefully people are recording as we're going. So like just then you saw there was a quick bit of Q&A we had some this morning, and we do like a 5 minutes after every session to make sure people understand it firstly. If they've got any questions, they can go away with it. And some people have video recorded stuff this morning so that where they've seen something they really like and they don't feel they're remembering it, they can actually take it away with them. And importantly, lots of these positions, moves and stuff have names, so people can find them on YouTube. We're starting to grow the repository on Defence Connect of moves and seminar videos from previous army seminars, as well as pretty much every garrison now has a British Army Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu affiliated coach, like a serving member. So here is the SSI that actually set this up, Staff Liam Crutchlow. And there's guys dotted all around that can deliver that training on camp and do, as well as training off camp that are sort of forces-friendly places.
So it sounds like this is really taking off in the military. And would you say that these martial arts skills build on soldiering skills as well, Chris?
Well, look, there is an absolute synergy between martial arts and the military. I mean, martial, that is war, that is military. It's there in the name. So, you know, there's definitely a connection there. You know, you've got discipline, you've got focus, you've got resilience, you've got perseverance, all of these elements that cross over into both areas. You know, whether you're doing the BJJ, whether you're doing your basic soldiering, it's there. So yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of synergy, a lot of connection, and you know, it can help build on your existing skills as a soldier.
So would you say that this 3-day martial arts camp in Cashock Garrison on Marne Barracks was a success? And do you think that they're definitely going to be capitalising on it and potentially putting on more things in the future?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, that's what they said on the day. You know, when I spoke to the guys putting it on, they absolutely wanted to do that. And the fact that it was oversubscribed, they had loads of people wanting to be part of it, turning people away. There is a demand, there's a need for it. So definitely there are going to be, further events. I mean, there has been in the past, you know, lots of these types of camps in the south, only the second one ever in the north. So that's going to continue now. We've seen how successful, how good it is. So absolutely, yeah, definitely.
So Chris, obviously, we touched on this at the beginning. It is kind of like your neck of the woods, this martial arts stuff. It is definitely up your street. Did you have a go?
Well, not this time. I did go to the first camp that they did, and I did get on the mat and I did roll around. I did try some stuff out, you know, in between, you know, capturing some imagery and chatting to a few people. Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to keep me off. Like, you know, I really did want to have a go. So, yes, I did on the first one jump on. You know, we did some like leg locks and this sort of thing. So, yes, I did do that. But I will say the martial art that I practice, what they're doing on the ground, they're very good at it, but it's a very small part of our overall curriculum. So what I'm doing, my stuff is comprehensive. So you have, you know, weapons. I'm talking like ancient weapons of, you know, spears and sticks and stuff like that, all the way down to the unarmed stuff, which is striking, but also, you know, the grappling elements, locks and throws and stuff on the ground. And the stuff on the ground is a small element, but when you specialize in it, you become an expert and a master of that, you know, particular element. And they are really good at it, really skillful. And they have some great instructors. You know, the Staff Sergeant Liam, who's based in Kettering, like you look at him and he's not someone that you would want to mess with. You know, he's very skillful. He is really good. So, you know, it's great that, you know, certainly in North Yorkshire, we've got someone like that that you can go to and learn from.
Was this more like a beginner's class and you kind of went in there and was like, ah, I am way better than this. This is beyond my skills are way beyond this.
No. The thing being is that you always have to work on the fundamentals. You know, the basics are important. And the thing being is that from discipline, it's a little bit different because sometimes you're dealing with different rules or standards. If you go back 500 years to when this stuff originated, there are no rules. It was to keep you alive. Whereas now, you obviously have to keep safe on the mat and, you know, you might be doing it for a competition. So it's a little bit different. So the way in which you apply a particular technique, you don't want to damage someone. They need to go and do their job the next day. You know, you can't be, you know, snapping a joint, which was the original intention. But, you know, for me, very difficult for me to, you know, stand back and not have a go because it's fun.
Yeah, I think that genuinely is one of the hardest parts of our job, is like that remaining professional element to what when we get invited to certain things, because actually we just want to get stuck in, don't we, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. That was me 100%. I'm like really itching just to get in there and just try this out.
Honestly, I'm the exact same when it comes to anything that's like really cool. Like whenever there's aircraft or there are vehicles, I just want to get in them. I just want to get in them and press all the buttons, which is so unprofessional.
Yeah, I know how that is.
And can we see any of this footage, Chris?
Yeah, well, you can check out photos from the 3-day camp at Marne Barracks on the BFBS Kettering Facebook page.
Awesome. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. It's been so nice just having a little catch up with you, to be honest.
It's good, you know, fellow Barnsley person.
Oh, this again, here we go. I'm from Sheffield, Chris.
I have to disown you now.
Oh, well, on that note then, I guess I'll let you go. But what else is going on in BFBS? Certainly not Chris Kay, that's for sure. We're not friends anymore. BFBS Pro League is back today, though. The Lobby Podcast, brand new episode today. Danny G is joined by Jonah and new team member Lena, aka Affinity. That's her gaming tag. And special guest Simon Hunter of BFBS Sport for a packed episode featuring Pro League chaos, team updates and detailed discussion about whether esports is actually a sport, the age-old question. I'm sure all of the answers available to you at the brand new episode of the BFBS Pro League, The Lobby, which you can catch wherever you get your podcasts. Well, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Daily Dits. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, whatever it is that you're up to, wherever you are across the forces world. And we'll see you on Monday. BFBS.